Hello Libra, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, March the 18th and the whole week ahead. Venus, your ruler, cozies up to Mercury, and this is such a good aspect. More so if you're looking for love or you already have met somebody that you like a lot. But this is a product of the stars that says talk about it. Wear your heart on your sleeve. Talk about things. Enjoy being a couple. That's the way to make this energy really work. And here's your Sunday stars. Moon's in Sagittarius today, and that link to Jupiter is full of fun and laughter because Jupiter is in your sign. This is joyous, this is fun, this is frolics. And so this Sunday, I want you to do something that is going to put a smile on your face. Don't care what it is or who it's with, but it's one of those days when you should smile a lot because these stars work best when you're smiling. Here's your Monday stars. As the sun moves into Aries and the equinox dawns, and the next 4 weeks is perfect for dealing with partnerships or a relationship. If you've already got somebody in your life, then these next few weeks, you can really sort out the dynamic between you and them. But if you're single and you want somebody in your life, then use these 4 weeks coming to meet people, to go where you want to go, to meet the person who enjoys the same things as you. And here's your Tuesday stars. There's a lot of emphasis now on home, family and domestic matters. There's something not quite right, and you may need to pour oil on troubled waters. Not sure what it is, maybe you don't even know, but there is a little bit of a hitch in the family that needs dealing with and sorting out. But on the other hand, there's also some great vibes. And if you are having to organise something which is linked to the family, start planning now. Here's your Wednesday stars. A difficult day, and I think this is more linked with your past. Something where perhaps you haven't had closure. Something which still plays at the back of your mind. What have I done wrong? Why did this not work out? I think half the trouble is you're blaming yourself. Takes two to tango. Two people to cause a riot, two people to cause affection when it comes to desire and passion that's going to be fulfilled. It takes two, baby. And here's your Thursday stars. With the moon whooshing into Aquarius, this is lovely. Because of the links to both the Sun and Venus, the more creative and artistic you are, the better. This is fulfillment through doing the things that you love to do. Listen to your heart. Your heart won't guide you wrong. Whatever your heart's desire is, with these stars, this is the ideal time to push forward and do those things that give and bring joy. Here's your Friday stars. This is probably the most difficult aspect of the week. And the thing is, you could feel almost in limbo. It's almost as though you don't know, you don't know what to do for the best. You don't know where you stand with somebody. You're all over the place. And I think half the trouble is could be your own obsessions, or it even may well be that you're thinking too hard and dwelling too much on the negative. Well, it's only for a couple of days. Come on, brighten up, think positive.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.